We begin the current daf, Masechtas Kedushin, daf Chav Vav. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah in the series of Mishnahis of this Perek, which talks about Kinyanim, acquisitions, where again we spoke about the Kinyan of Isha, Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, and we spoke about behemoths, animals. Now the Mishnah moves on to the halachas of acquiring properties, karka, and metatla, movable items. So the Mishnah says, Nachasim Sheyesh Lehem Machrais, regarding items, properties that have liability to them, which is a reference to karka, to things that are attached to the ground, to land, where the reason why it's called that they have achrayis is because there's a responsibility inherent in these items, where a lender or someone that is a creditor to someone else, he knows that land will always be there, it doesn't move, and therefore they're reliant on that as a way of collecting from their debtor. That's what's called that has achrayis to it. So those types of things, like karka, are nicknamed b'kesef or b'shtar, they can be acquired with money or with a document, uv'chazaka, and by taking possession of it. What does that mean? Either it means by digging in the land, or walking along the boundary, or breaking something, or fixing something, that's showing it's an act of being machzik of it, of taking possession of it. That's another way of acquiring karka. Now, she'en l'machrayis, regarding properties, items that don't have liability, in other words, they're not land, they're metatlin, they're movable, they could only be acquired with Meshicha by drawing it to oneself. That's the actual halacha kinyan for metatlin. Now the Mishnah says, Nachasim she'en lehem machrayis, properties that do not have liability, in other words, the word we'll use is metatlin, movable items, are niknin im nachasim she'esh lehem machrayis, could be acquired through the acquisition of karka, bekesef, b'shtar, b'chazaka, when you're acquiring it either through one of these three ways. In other words, if someone is selling to another person two things, karka and metatlin, once the consumer purchases the land through one of these three ways, kesef, shtar, chazaka, through that kinyan, he has automatically acquired by the dint of that karka, has acquired the metatlin that was being sold to him too, even though he didn't do an actual kinyan on the metatlin. Another related halacha is v'zoikikin, that these nechasim she'in lemachrayis, these metatlin, which we were just speaking about, which as Rashi points out, the word zaykikin is going on the nechasim she'in lemachrayis, it's not going on the bezin that they mandate. Rather, the nechasim she'in lemachrayis, they mandate as a nechasim she'esh lemachrayis regarding the karka lishav alein, to make an oath on it. In other words, although the halacha is established as it's brought in Masechet Shavuos, the Mambez Mambez, that when if someone is claiming from another person just regarding land, so that defender doesn't actually swear regarding karka. Now, so although generally regarding karka there's no shvua, but if let's say he claims that regarding both kalim and karka, then he'll be chayv to swear regarding the metatlin. Now that you have to swear because of the metatlin, that will be zoikig, that will also mandate along with it that now he has to go ahead and swear on the karka that's coming together with the metatlin. So those are two related halachas where when you're selling karka and metatlin, by making a kinya on the karka, you have automatically acquired the metatlin. And another related halacha is that when he's saying, oh, you owe me karka metatlin, and since he has to swear regarding metatlin, he has to go ahead and swear regarding the karka too. Now the Gemara explains the halacha of our Mishnah. Bekesef minolan. We said one of the three ways that one could acquire karka is with money. Where do we know this halacha from? So Amachiski says, Amakra, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, Sodois by kesef yiknu, that lands with money they acquire. So you see that kesef is a kinyan in karka. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema ad ikashtar. Maybe kesef alone is not a kinyan. Maybe it's only when you have a document with it, because the chsiv, it says there in that same pasuk, regarding that we learn that money from in Yirmi Lamed Beis, it says v'chasim b'seif v'chasim, that you should write it in a document and sign. So maybe kesef is only kinyan when you have a shtar with it. So the Gemara says, now iksev yiknu lebseif, if it would have said the word and that you acquired it at the end of the pasuk, kadikat amrit. So that would be like you're asking, where it would sound like that it's the kesef with the shtar that will create the kinyan. Hashad dechsev yiknu meikar, but now that it says that you will acquire it in the beginning, what it's telling you is kesef kane. The money itself, it says, together, is going to acquire it. Shtar, now the document which is mentioned at the end of the pasuk, that's Raya Ba'amahu, that's just a proof. The pasuk is just telling you, if you want to be able to prove the sale, have a document where you have witnesses sign on it, but the actual kinyan is happening through the money itself. Now, Amar Rav, he qualifies this halacha, he says, Loi Shanu, we didn't learn that you could acquire karka just with money, and you don't need a shtar, El B'mokim She'in Kaysim Nesa Shtar, only if that's a locale, if that's a place, where they don't generally write a shtar mechira. They don't write documents for sales. Aval, but says Rav, b'malkim shekaisin es a shtar, if it's a place where they usually write documents for a sale, then loy kana, then the acquisition has not happened until there's a shtar with it. Now the reason being is because since that's customary regarding the sale that a document is written up, so then the purchaser, the consumer, is not reliant that he's actually purchases until he has the proof of the document. And his entire intention of the acquisition is relying on the document. So though the money has already happened, the transfer, but the actual kin doesn't happen, which is what the lekeach is relying on, until the shtar is given over. Now, however, says Rav, v'iparish, but if the consumer specifies and he says that if I want that my money should acquire it for me, which is what's given over first, or he says that if I want, I want the document to acquire for me, then parish. Then he has specified, and then yes, it will work by either one. As the Gemara explains, ki hadra av idibar oven. Ki zoven ara oma, when he would purchase land, he would say as follows. Iba ina bekaspeik, and he says, if I want, this is the conditions he's making with the seller, saying, look, you know, take it or leave it, but my conditions for buying land from you is, if I want, that my money should acquire for me, which we're already giving it over. Iba ina bestariik, but if I want, I could decide that the acquisition will only happen later on when you give me the document. Now, why is he saying both of them? The reason is because it's giving him the upper hand regarding to retracting from and reneging on the deal. But if the seller is going to want to renege, he's not going to be able to, as the Gemara is going to explain. Because if the seller comes and says, oh, I want to back out, I don't want to sell this anymore, so then Rav Idi Bar Oven would be able to tell him, no. Like I said, if I want, my money will acquire it for me already. Which is because the Ibe Isul Meheder, if you want to later retract after the money was given over, limit Sisa Adrisa, you're not going to be able to retract anymore. But the Ibe in the Beshtar Ikni, but he also stipulated, if I want, it'll be only a Kenyan with the document, the Be'inol Meheder, because if I want to retract, Hadranabi, I'm going to be able to retract. Because as long as I didn't get the document, it's not considered a Kenyan, because I get to decide which one it's going to be. So that's what the Gemara was explaining. But Rav said that regarding a sale, generally it's not a sale until both the monies and the document has given. But if the purchaser stipulates and he says, well, I could decide which one it's going to be, then that was the stipulation in the sale, and then it'll be by either or. That gives the purchaser, the consumer, an upper hand where the seller's not going to be able to retract anymore after the money, but he can retract until the document is written up. So that was regarding the first kenyan of Kesef, relating to Nechasim Shiesh L'Machayis, regarding Karka, regarding land. Then the Mishnah said, Ubishtar. Another way to purchase land is with a document. So the Gemara says, Menolam, where do we know that that's a valid Kinyan for a piece of land? So the Gemara says, Ilei Memishum Nechsev, if you would entertain, like the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu we quoted before, that says, V'chasim B'Sefer V'chasim, that you'll write this sale of the land in a document, and you'll sign it, because that's what the Pasuk was talking about before. It was talking about purchasing land. But and v'ho'ed edim, and that you'll have witnesses who will testify and verify in the document. The Gemara says, but v'amr chtar ra'ay ba'amahu, you already learned up in the pasuk, you already explained before, that document is not how the kinyan is happening, it's just a proof. The actual sale in that pasuk is toma with monies, and the document is just proving that point. So how would you see from that pasuk that you could acquire with the document? So el mahachar, the Gemara brings a different pasuk, which is brought earlier in Sefer Yirmiyah, where he says, "Ve'ekach a sefer hamikna," that I will take the document of the purchase of the land, where obviously you see that the acquisition can happen just with the sefer itself. The document is what creates the acquisition in the land. Now, regarding this halacha, Amar Shmuel, he qualifies this, and he says, "Leishana el b'shtar matana." We only taught this regarding a document of a gift, where the acquisition of the gift can be just with the document. You give it to the person, the deed, saying, "Here, it's your field." Al b'mecher, says Shmuel, regarding a sale, loikana achiyit loidam. There the acquisition is not going to be until you have both the monies and the document. Now the reason for that is because the seller and the purchaser are not finalized in their transfer until there's the receipt of the money. Now, as Rashi points out, although that the halacha is that even when there is monies, you still need the document, unless, as we mentioned before, unless it's specified. But the halacha is that regarding the acquisition of the shtar, that's actually only going to work regarding matana. But regarding a sale, there you need to have both monies and the document. Now, on this halacha, Moshe Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna asked from the following brisa. The brisa says, Bishtar Ketzat, explaining and elucidating the halacha of our Mishnah. How is it that one acquires something with a document? So the brisa says, Well, kasav la al niyar or la cheres, he writes either on the piece of paper or on the piece of earthenware. And the Brisa says, Ava pisha imbem shabapruta, even if that piece of earthenware or that paper is not even worth the shabapruta, it doesn't make a difference, still will be considered a shtar. And he writes, the seller writes to the purchaser, Sadi mechurulach, my field is sold to you, or Sadi nesunulach, my field is given to you. Says the Brisa, is a mechura unesuna. So regarding either case, because the assumption of the Gemara is that it's talking about two different cases, that it's now going to be sold, and it's going to be given just by giving over the document. So you see that even regarding sale, not like Shmuel, that the halacha of our Mishnah of shtar works just with the shtar. You don't need the money with it too. So that the Gemara says, now, Rav Nuna, who had asked the question, he gave the answer for Shmuel. And he says, it's talking about a specific case, which generally regarding a sale, you're right, it's not concluded until there's money with the document. Because a person is not convinced, which was the halacha that Rav had said. He says, if it's a place that you write a document, which is the halacha that we're saying regarding a mechira, the shtar is, you're not going to have the kinyan until you have both the monies and the shtar. Now, but regarding this halacha, that seems like the shtar itself is doing it and you don't need the monies. That's because b'meicher sadeyu memnei ra'asa. Because it's a type of field that you don't like it, it's inferior. And that's why you're selling it. You want to make sure this guy who bought it, you don't want him backing out anymore. So there is where we're saying that you don't need to have the money. So usually the seller's like, I'm giving you the document, but it's not done until I get the money. So he's like, no. He wants to make sure this guy does not renege, and it's too late already. Once the kinyan has happened, it's already yours. So just so that he shouldn't retract, that's why the halacha is saying there in the Braisa that with the shtar itself is going to work. But generally, where it's a regular field, he doesn't want to just get rid of it, then you're right, like Shmuel had said, that it's regarding a shtar of mecher, it has to be both with the damim and the shtar. Can't be one and not the other. Vashi, I mean, he gives another interpretation for that Braisa, why it's not difficult on Shmuel. He says, b'matana bikish litnoi. He says, actually, that case is talking about where the guy wanted to gift it to that other person. And as Rashi explains, the Bryce is talking about actually only one case of giving the gift. And it's not as we had entertained to say that it's two different cases. Rather, he writes in the shtar, my field is sold to you and given to you. It's one guy. Now, v'lama kasav le'losha mecher. So then Ravashi explains, so why did he write in the document a terminology of sale if it was just a gift? That's k'di li'apas es k'echa. That's to strengthen his investment in that gift, which is because if the creditor of the one who gave the gift, the one who gave it to him, comes and grabs it away because it was nechasim mishabadim and they had their outstanding loan beforehand, that the one who received the gift, the recipient, could be able to go to the giver and say, look, you know, you sold something to me, quote unquote, because it really wasn't sold, it really was given, but usually a guy who gets a gift cannot go back and claim what was taken away from him, but someone that was sold to could go back and claim from the one who sold it to him. So to give him those rights, that's why he wrote it to him in the terminology of a sale. But really, as Ravashi is answering, regarding a real sale, not a gift, as this is case talking about, then it wouldn't be enough with the shtar. You need to have both damim and the shtar. It would not be conclusive, one and not the other. So that's really where Rav and Shmuel are talking together, where Rav said that this halacha of kesef working by itself is only if you don't write a shtar. But if you write a shtar, unless you specify as otherwise, it's only going to be with kesef and shtar. Where Shmuel was saying the same halacha regarding a shtar, that the shtar itself working is only by a matana, where there's no transfer of monies. But when there is monies, so then by shtar mecher, it's not going to be enough with the shtar. You need to have the damim with it, and that's because you need to have both. They're not conclusively allowing the thing to happen unless you have the monies and the shtar. Now, the third kinyan for karka, we said, is a bechazaka, with taking possession of it. So the Gemara says, Menola, where do we know that the kinyan of chazaka works in the karka? So Amechizki says, Amakrotz, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and this is Gedaliah ben Achikim who was saying this pasuk, who is the leader of the Jewish people, said, Ushavu ba'areichem asher tafastim. You should settle in your cities which you have taken hold of. So the explanation of this says, Chizki is, what is he saying? B'mat tafastim, with what have you taken the hold of this? B'yeshiva, with the settling in it. In other words, the word tafastim is going on the word shavu. You have taken possession of it by settling in it, by being machzik in it. That's the kinyan you had in the karka. Another source, the Rebbe Shmuel Tana, the yeshiva of Rebbe Shmuel taught in the Braisa, the pasuk in the Varm says, V'rishtim oisa b'shaftim ba, that you will inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael and you will settle in it. What does it mean? B'ma yirashtim, how will you inherit it? B'yeshiva, by settling it. In other words, by taking possession of it, that itself is a kinyan in the karka. Mark continues quoting from a Mishnah that said, V'she'ein lemachrayis, but properties that have no liability, in other words, metatlin, because it could get lost, you don't know where it is, it could get stolen, ein niknin ela b'mashicha. The only acquisition you could do in metatlin is by drawing it towards you. So the Gemara says, Minolim, where do we know this from? So like it says the pasuk in B'yikra, it says, v'chisimkru memkru lamisecha. If you will sell a sale to your friend, or you'll purchase something from your friend. So what we see from the terminology of the pasuk of the word miyad is davar hanikne miyad liyad, is something that's sold from hand to hand, meaning, what is that? Not land. Land's not even movable. Movable items, the way it's sold is from hand to hand, meaning mashicha, by drawing it to you, that's the actual kenyan. So that's the source that we see metalton as nikne b'mashicha. Now the Gemara asks, however, Ulur b'yechnan da'amar, according to b'yechnan that he says in Perek HaZav, Masech Tzbam Metziah, that Dvat Torah Ma'is Kainus, he says that actually according to biblical law, properties, movable items, are actually purchased with monies. Because actually this is what we find by Hekdesh, where the Pasuk says, V'nas Nakes of a Kamloi. When you give money to the Hekdesh, then you get back the property from Hekdesh. So you see, it's the monies that acquires it to you. So according to b'yechnan Ma'ikel Emeh, what do you mean to say? Why does it only say you could acquire metatlin through mashicha when seemingly you could acquire it through money? So on that, Rabbi Yochanan would tell you, the Mishnah is not difficult to me. Tana takanta d'rabbanan katani. The Tana of the Mishnah was only talking about post-rabbinic law. In other words, because actually, Rabbi Yochanan, when he says this halacha, he was saying according to biblical law. But the rabbis later came along and they actually removed the ability of money to acquire something. And they said, no, the only way you could acquire movable items is with mashicha, as it's mentioned in our Mishnah. Now, that was because of a concern, because if someone would purchase something just with money, but he didn't yet do mashicha, draw that item that he was buying to his property, then the seller might say, I'm sorry, I had a fire in my attic. Your item got burnt. But you're not getting back your money because it was yours. It's your fault you didn't take it. So to prevent that, they said, no, ma'is is not kindness. The money will not acquire it for you until you draw it for you. Then you have it. Then you know the seller can never do such a ploy. And so that's why it's not difficult in Rabbi Yochanan, because our Mishnah was going in post-rabbinic law, and yes, then the only way to acquire it is through Mashicha and not through Kesef. Now, then the Mishnah said, Nachasim she'en lemachrayis, that metatlin, you could acquire in what's called the kinyan of agav. By, if you're selling two things, karka and metatlin, and he makes a kinyan on karka, through that kinyan on karka has acquired, with that kinyan, the metatlin that was being sold also, even though he didn't do a separate kinyan on the metatlin. Now the Gemara asks, "Manan Amili, where do we know this works from?" So Amachiski says, "Damakra, the pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis, which is talking about the sons of Yehoshaphat, it says Vayidlam Avim Matanis V'Gemim, that their father gave them gifts, meaning movable items, im Ari Mitzuris BeYehuda, with fortified cities in Judea, which tells us how to give him the matanis, the metatlin, together, meaning by them, by him giving them the karka." By them doing a kinyan on the land, through that, that's how he gave the matana. So that's where you see the halacha of kinyan agav, by acquiring the karka, automatically they acquired the metal. Now, a fundamental question regarding this kinyan, Ibailu, the following question. Be'inan tziburim, do we need that the movable items that are being acquired through the kinyan, the karka, do they have to be piled on the land? Do the movable items have to be on that land that you're acquiring, and then once you're acquiring the land, through that you acquire the metatlin? Or maybe not. They could be wherever they are. By being kind to the land, and the sale is for two different things, it'll automatically acquire the metatlin no matter where they are. So the Gemara continues with many different riots continuing into the next daf to answer this question. So Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Toshima, come in here, let's bring a riot from a Mishnah Masechtas Peah. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, he says, Karka Kalshu, no matter what the size of the piece of land is, Chayeves bepeya ubibikur. So there's a responsibility of the halacha of peya, which you have to leave the corner of the field for the poor people. So no matter how small the field is, the corner has to be left for them. And there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation of bikur, which are the first fruits that ripen, you have to bring from those shivas aminim to the Beis Hamikdash. And moreover, another halacha, no matter what the size of the karka is, as we continue on Talmud Beis, is v'lichta b'leh prusbul. You can write a prusbul on that. Regarding that piece of land. That is because, as the Gemara says, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, one cannot write a prusbul. A prusbul is that although Shemitah cancels all outstanding debts, but the lender doesn't want that to happen. So rabbinic law later amended and said, if you write a prusbul, which gives the rights to the courts to collect your outstanding debts, you could then even collect after Shemitah. So it's brought in Masechtas Gittin that the lender could only write a prusbul if there's land over here that the borrower has. If the borrower has land, then you could write a prusbul no matter how small the size of the land is and no matter how big the debt is. then the Shemitah will not cancel those debts. And the reason being is because when Hillel was Mesakin Prosbul, it was only when there's at least a Shibud, there's a liability of the borrower, that there's some land that he could collect from, because that's what's called a Milva Mitsuya, meaning the Takanas Derabanan were only in common cases. We always find a Milsul Shchich Legoza Barabanan. So it's not common that a borrower, where a lender is going to lend money to someone where he doesn't have land that you could collect from. So the normative case when you lend to someone is if the borrower has land. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying, that no matter how small the size of the land is, you could write a prosbul for no matter how big the debt is. And another halacha, which is why we're introducing this, is velikness iman nachasim she'ela machrayis. No matter how small the land is, when you're selling the land and you're also together selling movable items, that could create the kinyan of agav through that land. So says the Gemara, the Yamrit Bein and Tzibur, if you were entertained to say that you need the metalin pile up on the land when you're purchasing the land, that through that you'll acquire the metalin too, then Kal Shul Lamai Chazi, how do we understand this halacha? What is a small piece of land worth for? How much movable items can you pile up? What would that mean? Obviously, you don't have to pile it up on the land. So that the Gemara says, no raya. Tergumah Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Kamed Rav Yosef, he interpreted that it could be talking about a case, Kagan should know, it's Bamachat, where you stuck in a needle. And that needle, which is a movable item, you're selling with that small piece of land, you can have agav with it being on it. Now, Amli Rav Yisrael, said to Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, he says, kevastan, where there's many different interpretations what that means. Either you're a thief in regards to, what's called Geneva's Das, or it's like someone that shows something disgusting to his friend where he wants to vomit. Where Rashi says, like, you're really bothering me. Ichvo tana lashmina machat? What, are you telling me that the Tana would go through all that effort to teach the halacha of Kinyan Agav that it will work no matter how small the size of the land is, to teach us that you could purchase needles, that would be the significance of Agav? So Amar Rav Ashi actually answered to Rav Yosef. He says, why not? Mat lema lundaloi tolaba marganiza. Who's to tell us that on that needle is not hanging a pearl, the Shavya Alpha Zuz, that's worth 1,000 Zuz? Why would you think it's so insignificant? It could be very significant to have halacha of Kinyan Agav when you have a pearl hanging on over there. So therefore, there's no raya, there's no proof to bring from this brisa regarding if it has to be piled up on it or not, because could be it would have to be on it, and there would be significance regarding it when there's a pearl on top of that needle. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, let's try to bring a different raya. Amr Belazar, Belazar says, Maisa b'madoini echad, there was an incident where a person from Madoin, as that place is mentioned in Sefer Yeshua, Shahayu b'Yerushalayim, who he was in Yerushalayim, Shahayu loy metatlan harbi, had much movable items. Ubikesh litnim b'matoni, wanted to gift it to somebody. So Amr loy, they said to him, look, ein loy takana, there's no way you could acquire this to that other person, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, why not? Why can't you acquire to that other person movable items with Meshicha, having the person draw it to him, or Chalipin, having that guy just give a kerchief to the gifter and then he'll be able to get it? But that's what they told him. They told him there's nothing for you to do. Achiiknim al gabe karka, unless you go ahead and you acquire it to the person you want to gift it to through giving him a piece of land. Now the problem was he didn't have land, he only had Metatlin. So Ma'asa, what did he do? So halach v'lokach beisela samach liyushalayim. He went and he purchased an area of a cellar near Yerushalayim. Now, the assumption of the Gemara originally is that it's telling you the width of that piece of land, which was the size of a cellar, which is a coin. Very small piece of land. Varman, he said, when he bought the small piece of land, the size of a coin, he said, Svayni zela plaini, the northern part of this coin-sized piece of land is for that person. V'imai meyat sainu meyachavias, and together, which he wanted to do the kinyan of Agav, he'll acquire 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Umeis, and he passed away. The kind rest of Arv, and they fulfilled his words where that person got that small piece of that coin-sized land and all those flock and those barrels. Now, says the Gemara, V'i amrit b'in an tzvurim ba, if you were entertained to say that the kinyan of Agav only works if the metalin is piled up on the land, beisela l'may chazi, what does that mean? How can you pile up 100 flock, 100 sheep, and 100 barrels on a piece of the land that's the size of a coin? So the Gemara answers, no, there's no proof. You actually maybe have to have it on the land itself. Because mi savet bei sela, do you entertain when it says that the size of land that he bought was sela mamish, was literally a coin? No. My sela, what did it mean that he purchased an area of land that was a sela? It was means the nafish tuba, means that he bought a huge tract of land. Now, v'amai kar la sela, so then why would they call that a coin? Because the kashika sela, because it was hard like a coin, meaning to say you couldn't plant on that. It was hard land. And therefore he was able to get it for very cheap because no one wanted to buy that. So he had a lot of land, because it was hard like a coin. And yes, he was able to pile up all this stuff on the land, and then he was able to do the kinyan agav to that other person. So there's no raya. So Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, let's try to bring a different proof. Dam Rabbi Huda Amar Rav says similar. There was an incident where a person was ill in Yerushalayim. Now, as the Gemara explains, according to the one that says this version, that it was talking about an ill person, he would hold Ki Rebbe Eliezer. Like Rebbe Eliezer, who he says in Baba Basra, that it doesn't make a difference if you're a healthy person or a dying person. A person cannot create a kinyan to acquire something to someone else just through his words itself. You have to actually do a kinyan. Because Rebbe Eliezer does not hold of this halacha that's mentioned many times in Shas, that divri shchiv mera, that the words of a dying person are kiksubinu kumisurun dami. It's like it's written and given it over. He doesn't hold to that. And therefore, he said that the only way even this dying person could have made the kinyan is only, as we'll see, through the kinyan of agav of the karka, which again, the Gemara is going to ask, as we mentioned in the previous incident, why could he have not have acquired it to him through meshicha, by drawing it to himself, or chalipin? But that we'll see, as the Gemara will address that, as we mentioned in the previous incident. Now, so if it's talking about a sick person, it would be going like Rebbe Eliezer, because even a sick person is va'amrila. They told them that, and no, va'amrila, and some say that actually bari haya, that actually he was a healthy person. Now, because if actually he was a sick person, then you wouldn't need, as the Gemara will explain, what actually is that they told him, because that interpretation would hold that the words of a shchimra, of a dying person, just his words itself, are kaksubinukum esurmedam, he could create a kinyan just with his words, which that would be going karabana, like the rabban who argue in Rebbe Eliezer, where they say that a dying person, you don't need it to do what we say. So again, there's two different versions of this story. Either he was a sick person, and even a sick person would have to do an actual kinyan, like Rebbe Eliezer, or he's talking about a healthy person, where, because a sick person, according to the opinion of Rabbanan, wouldn't need this whole thing. So either way, this was a sick person, Yerushalayim, or a healthy person, he had much movable items. He had warehouses of stuff. They wanted to gift it to somebody. So Amalei, they said to him, look, there's nothing for this guy to do. I know you want to gift it to the person, but there's no way you could be makdet him until he does the kinyan to that other person through the kinyan of agav, through land. Which again, we'll address why couldn't he just do meshicha and chalipin. So Ma'as, what did he do? So he went and purchased an area of land of a reiva, which is the area where you could plant a quarter of a kav, and that's calculated according to the calculation of sasayim, which is the area of how the chatzar, the courtyard of the Mishkan was, which was 12 kav, and 1/48 of that is this quarter of a kav. So he bought that area of land in Yerushalayim. V'amar tefach near Yerushalayim, and v'amar tefach atefach leplani. So he said that an area of tefach by a tefach goes to that person. V'imay meyed tzayin meyechavis. He said, together with him, I want to gift him not just that land, but also 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Umesi died. V'kayim chachom estavar, and the sages fulfilled his words. Now, says the Gemara, v'yamid be'in and tziburim, if you would entertain to say that it has to be piled up, tefach al tefach al meyechavis. Here it's clear that it wasn't like in the previous incident that you could interpret beis zela, meaning it was hard like a coin and was large. Here he says explicitly, he's giving him just an area of a tefach by a tefach, which is very small, and he says with that he's going to acquire 100 sheep and 100 barrels. How's that possible? Obviously, it doesn't have to be on the land itself. Which the Gemara says, no. Hachamai eskinin, what you could say is the case over there was talking about ledmei, for the monies. In other words, he had monies in his hand that he wanted to give to that person, and he piled up that amount of money that could purchase 100 sheep and 100 barrels that he piled on the carcass. It could be, it has to be on the land. Now, tefach al tefach, how do you get that much sheep and that much barrel? By putting money. You could pile up that amount of money, high bills, high coins on that area of land, and that's what he was mocked him. So maybe it has to be on the land. And the Gemara actually says, hachanam mistaber, it actually makes more sense to say that interpretation, that it was actually money and not the sheep itself. And that would answer the question that we had posed before, why couldn't he have just, they said, only we could acquire to the guys through agav. Why not? Why can't you just do chalipin? And the reason being is because, as the Gemara tells in Bab Metzia, you cannot acquire money through chalipin. As the Gemara says, because the Isa G'daytach Meyed Tzayinu Meyed Chavis Mamash, if you're entertained to say, like you tried proving, that it obviously doesn't have to be on the land, because how are you acquiring 100 sheep and 100 barrels, and it's literally talking about that he was acquiring to that person the sheep and the barrels, then says the Gemara, Niknin and Ahaliba Chalipin, why couldn't he do? Why they say the only option you have is Agav? Why couldn't he just take a kerchief from the person he wanted to gift it to, do the kinyan of Chalipin, and then he would acquire it? Obviously, it's because it wasn't the sheep itself, and you cannot do Chalipin because it was monies. Now, the Gemara responds to that by saying that it's a proof that that was the case, and the Gemara says no. Ve'elamai l'dmei. So what do you want to say? You want to say we're talking about money. You still haven't answered all the questions. Because nekninu nahalei b'meshicha. Then he could have still acquired it to that person that he wanted to gift it to by doing meshicha. Let the recipient come and draw the money to himself. So that question is still extant. So Ella rather says the respondent to the one who wanted to bring the proof, you must say the lesser l'makabel matan, that obviously the recipient of the gift wasn't around. That's why he couldn't do meshicha. So achinami, so therefore you haven't really proved your point. The less limakabal matana must be talking about that the recipient of the gift is not here, that he should be able to give, let's say, one of his utensils, one of his, like his kerchief, his sudr, to give it to the makna, to the one who's acquiring it to him, which that's the kinyan of chalipin, because you have to have one of the kalim of the kaina. The one who's acquiring it has to give his kerchief to the one who's gifting it to him, where he stretches it out to him. Whereas Rashi points out, must be that there wasn't anyone else there who wanted to do a favor for the one to be acquiring the gift, to give his kalim for that person to acquire it. And therefore, there's no proof to say, you could say, but there's no proof to say that it was actually talking about monies, which you said it has to be money, because or else why didn't you do it with chalipin? But still doesn't answer the question, because then why didn't you do it, even if it's money, why didn't you do it meshicha? Why you say the only kin was agav? So that answers the questions that we addressed before. You couldn't do neither chalipin or meshicha, and it could be either money or the animals, is because the guy wasn't there. And the only way you could do it is if the guy himself draws it or the guy gives his own kalim, and that's where the only option was to do a kinyan agav. But the Gemara asks, why was that the only option? V'nis kininu nahalei, let the gifter acquire it to the one he wanted, the recipient, by having agav acher, by having someone else do meshicha for him, and he could tell that other person, merit in these things for that person, where it's a schutz for the person, and you could have someone else do it. Why do you have to go ahead and purchase land and do a kinyam agav? So, right, the guy wasn't there, but let someone else do meshicha for him. So the Gemara says, no, lo samcha daite. The gifter wasn't reliant on that, wasn't confident. He didn't trust the people where he lived to give them over the movable items to be kind of that person, because that guy's going to be holding on to the metalin, and he's going to keep it in his house. So Sav Shamat V'Achalahu, he thought that maybe those people, if he's going to have them do Mashiach of him, and then let's say he passes away, they're going to end up consuming it, and it's never going to get to the person he wants to give it to. That's why he didn't use that as an option. And therefore, the only option was to do Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, V'Elamai Ein Loi Takana. So why did they tell him there was no other option? What do you mean? If he wanted to, he could have acquired it to the other person through someone else to do Mashiach, so that there was another option. So the Gemara says, no, hachikamo. What we were saying was, l'may d'loy samcha daite, based on the fact that he doesn't trust anyone around himself, and that guy's not here, so he couldn't do meshicha with that guy, couldn't do chalib with that guy, and he doesn't trust other people to do meshicha, that's what they said, ein le takana achiyikna magabe karka. So therefore, you have no options. You want to gift it to the person, you might pass away, the only option is get land, do a kinyan of agav, acquire it to that person, then you'll be able to do it through a kinyan of agav, but again, we haven't proved the point yet, if the kinyan of agav has to have the metalin pile up on top of the karka or not, because as we said, it could be, although it was only a base ro'eva, a very small area, and they gave him only tefach al tefach, but could be the monies were piled up on that. We don't know. Could be there were sheep, and as we said, it's not muchach, it's not necessarily to say it was money, but neither can you prove the point if the metalin has to be on the karka or not when you're doing the kinyan of agav by acquiring the metalin through the kinyan in the karka.